No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break.
Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. Did we mention that McSafety's wearing a Coors Banquet hat?
Coors Banquet hat and dungarees.
I'm very jealous of that.
Wearing still dungarees. Here
with us? Oh, yeah. The banquet hat's very
looks very
unique.
Good.
I've never seen one.
He was holding court out there. Yeah.
He is. He holds court.
A lot, yes. Well, when he talks, it's, you know, it's usually about safety, so I listen.
McSafety's very verbal.
I'm not sure what
compared,
that means.
Compared to what?
So he doesn't give a lot of nonverbal things out. He's mostly all verbal.
Is he a mime over here?
Yeah. When I say he's very verbal, I mean he's very talkative.
Yes, he is.
He comes to talk. You know, he lives in Cozad.
He has a good story. He always says he lives in Cozad, comes down. He drives in from Cozad to bring his donuts from Lexington.
He's probably the whole drive. You got to talk to somebody here.
God bless him.
Yes.
Sports. And God bless Bearded Ben.
Yeah, we've had 2 separate donuts. Gifts today.
Thank you.
So thank you to the guys.
And I got chocolate milk from Bearded Ben, too.
We appreciate visitors. Greg comes in often. Greg is now...
Is he coming in tomorrow or not?
I don't know if he will after the situation
today. I don't
know.
I
don't know what we do with you, Greg.
Usually
I don't know.
He's our breakfast on Fridays.
Yes.
I have to smooth things over after your tirade.
There's no tirade. You added on to the tirade. You even said, Greg, well, I don't know what to say. It's a downpour.
We didn't know about this until you told us what he said.
No.
That's why.
He'll be fine. I can smooth it over. Be like Henry Kissinger.
You do that.
Yeah.
402-464-5685. Call or text as always. I had a text yesterday come in during the show. Didn't get to this because it was late.
You're getting text during the show?
Yeah, we get text on the text line.
We don't know this.
We don't know this. We don't get a look because we would get distracted.
You would get distracted. We will never let you see the text line unless you come over here and see it during a break. But
some of the other shows, everyone looks at the text line. That's too much for us. We don't want any part of that.
We don't want you. Just let me handle the text line. I can take care of them. But a texter had a good question. But, you know, in terms of Nebraska this upcoming season, if they're going to be a team that can be a playoff contender with the schedule that we know is gettable, it's not easy, but it's gettable for the Huskers. The question was, is there a player that could potentially be a first-team All-American? It's been since 2011 with Prince Amukamara since that's happened. And we've seen projections across the Big Ten and other projections of like Indiana having some first-team All-Americans potentially this year, or other smaller, you know, Illinois could have a first-team All-American. Nebraska's been 14 years since they've had one. Is there a potential person on this roster, a potential player that could be in that conversation, or that someone that needs to rise up to get to that level to become a playoff contender?
I mean, my first reaction is that they might have to have a really good season without that.
Okay.
Barney as a punt returner, as a specialist, would be the one that, I mean, I think that he has that sort of talent. He's done a little bit of punt returning, not a lot, at Nebraska. I think that he could become that. I don't know if there's any, like, you always do the follow the money thing. Who are they paying? I mean, who's making $1 million over there?
Right.
Could Pritchett become that? He wasn't that at Alabama. I don't see a very evident All-American type for this year. Like Vincent Shavers, maybe down the line, probably a year away from that sort of conversation. Mm. But no, I think Nebraska would have to have like a big season without anybody. There's nobody evident that would be a first team All-American. Barney's the closest I can get as a specialist. And that's projection. I mean, I'm just projecting. He hasn't shown anything that would lead you to believe that, except in practice. So
it seems difficult. I mean, it's possible, but to take the leap to a next level, if you don't, obviously everybody can get better in the team. Yeah. And in as a group,
you'd like to see.
You want to have an exceptional player though that can carry you over the top in close games. Like again, I hate bringing up Iowa, but I'll do it. When they had all these close games, they had Cooper DeJean a couple years ago, punt returner and defensive back. That's an All American type. Jay Higgins made big plays at linebacker for that team. All American player.
Who was the tight end? Started with an H a few years ago during the Frost era. Remember the game in Iowa? The game in Iowa.
Hockenson. T.J. Hockenson.
Yes. They needed badly a first down to get in the field goal range. And everybody in the press box was, well, they're going to Hockenson. Went to Hockenson. Got him in field goal range. Bam, they win. I mean, that's the kind of guys you need. Now, that's, you need, you know, the left tackle is not going to do that. He'd like to
Left tackle has the most chance if Pritchett has a year because he has immediate status being a 12-game starter for Alabama. That immediately catches everyone's eye.
Good point.
It may not be right or wrong, but he catches everyone's eye more so than anyone else. That doesn't make it right, but that is the facts.
Yeah, that's he would be the one that comes to mind.
This stat has bothered you for a while. It's gotten more and more years. Yeah, you said as of 5 years ago, it's embarrassing that it's been since 2011 that Nebraska has had a first team All American, which is true. It's been 14 years.
Well, I always frame it up this way. When people ask you, and you get asked, especially by guys that don't live around here, national media or whoever, just friends, say, "What happened? What happened in Nebraska?" Well, one thing you can say is, well, they haven't had a first-team All-American since 2011. And then you can go to the draft. You know, they haven't had when's the last time they've had a first-rounder? You know, you go right
the
to that.
Same year.
Same year.
It's the same 11. No first-rounders? 2011. No All-Americans?
In 14 years.
That's not small. Oh. That's how you win. I mean, it's hard to beat Ohio State. Mm. If Ohio State has 14 draft picks, and you have two, who are you taking? Yeah. I mean, it's not that hard to figure. I mean, that stuff's very elementary. If they have three All-Americans and you have none, who are you picking? I mean, who's gonna win that game? Generally, if you win, it's just because you upset them.
Right, upset.
Yeah, and then you get what annoys me is people say, so no, they don't need all. Yeah, they beat them one out of every 12 times. That's great. You need all Americans, and you just got to hope that starts coming back around.
Bill, on the top of your head, you can mention in the 2019 season, do you remember how many all Americans LSU had that year that you were part of?
How many draft picks?
Well, they had, 15?
Well, I don't really remember. Obviously, Joe was. Obviously, Chase was. And how
if Jefferson wasn't, I don't know how it could be, because I don't know how you could have predicted who won the right. who won the Biletnikoff that year.
They're both like, first-team All-American types, right?
Yes, I mean, first-team All-American types. And the running back, Clyde, was a first-team All-American type. He was a first-round draft
pick. That's, yeah, that come on.
And defense had guys, too, that were
Grant Delpit was a first-team All-American. He won the Thorpe Award.
How many draft picks would you guess that year?
I think there were 16 or something like that. At the time, it was the record.
It's like an 8-year stretch right now for Nebraska.
Yeah, it was like a time it was a record. And the kicker to that was that Terrence Marshall, who caught so many unbelievable passes that year from Joe, he was a second round pick.
Jeez.
So imagine you jog out
Terrence
there,
Marshall.
And they've got two first rounders and a second rounder, all extremely high character and work ethic, and then Joe's throwing to him. So it was good, but yeah, you have to have those guys. And you know what it's like when you're playing against them. You know.
Yeah.
You know, right? It's like, oh, wow. Right. Oh, wow, we're in for one here. You just know right away.
Yeah, I always thought Randy Gregory stuck out like a sore thumb, and you don't want that to be the case. You don't want a guy to stick out like that. Randy stuck out too much to me, and he was really good. But he was like, well, you know who the best player on the field is? It's pretty evident. You need more Randy Gregorys.
I'm looking at last year's All-Americans football, and again, I mentioned Iowa a little bit ago.
Yeah, you always mention Iowa.
Iowa had two All-Americans. Consensus. Yes. Caleb Johnson, running back, and Jay Higgins, linebacker, were first-team All-Americans.
Jeez, Johnson.
They have somebody every year as an All-American, defensively or maybe a lineman.
That's incredible.
They do every year.
They probably haven't done enough with it is my first reaction to that.
These are first-team consensus All-Americans.
Yeah. Oh, I got
two last year.
They've had good players.
And
they've had a good program. They've had a good program.
I mean, this obviously is different every year, but here's some schools that had All-Americans last year. And it's been 14 years for Nebraska. These are consensus All-Americans.
Why are you doing this? This is torture.
San Jose State had All-American last year.
Great. Well, who was that?
A receiver named Nick Nash.
Yeah, he caught like what? Like 150 passes or something.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. Bowling Green had a tight end.
Great.
All-American. Harold Fannin Jr., All-American.
Great.
Western Michigan had a lineman. All-American.
Wow, really?
Buffalo linebacker. First-team All-American. Louisiana Lafayette had their kicker was an All-American. Like, this should not be impossible.
No.
San Jose State.
No. It explains a lot. It does. It explains a lot. Now, you could say, well, it didn't help San Jose State much.
It's the fact they had a guy that could change the game, though.
Yeah.
I mean, Nebraska, you look back at Amir Abdullah, we always say that's the guy that could change the game. He changed several games.
Oh, God.
When's the last time you had a guy that could just absolutely change a game?
Well, that wasn't that one. It was the McNeese State.
Yes, McNeese is the one that he broke seven tackles and scored the touchdown with under a minute to go
and
win the game.
And the same year was Northwestern?
Yes, same
year. They're a seven-win team without Amir Abdullah. That's what they are. They lose to McNeese State and they lose to Northwestern.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar, that just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first.
For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Because if he doesn't get that first down, they're not in position against Northwestern to throw the Hail Mary.
Correct.
But he freakishly got a first down broke somehow.
Broke a couple tackles.
Yeah, I don't know how he – how if you watch that play, it's startling how he got that first down.
Yeah, he shouldn't have.
But because he's an All-American.
Correct.
And McNeese State just came to the rescue. Okay, now think about Bo Pelini. That's a 7-win season. I don't know if he survives that season if they win 7. No, he doesn't. He wouldn't survive it. So that's what they do. That's what all Americans do for you.
14 years.
Stop.
First round. You can't say it enough. That's an issue.
Oh, I know.
For Nebraska.
Is. Yeah.
Every draft picks and great situation, every problem you have leads back to one thing, recruiting.
Yeah.
Every great thing that goes on and every bad thing or everything in between, it all comes back to one thing, and it's recruiting. Period. That's why it's the most important thing you do. Every day, you have to develop your players you have on your team. Absolutely, but the most important thing is to be able to have. Just trust me, recruiting,
talent acquisition.
Yep, that would be my number one thing to every assistant coach every day would be get better players. And better players doesn't mean just talented players.
Right.
They fit, work ethic, toughness,
everything,
all the things.
Right.
It's the whole thing. Because
yeah.
I don't think you look at the All-Americans at Iowa. Higgins was a first team All-American.
Yep, linebacker.
When was he drafted?
I don't know where did he get drafted?
I don't even. I mean, my point is
check it.
Someone can say, well, hang on now. He wasn't even, you know, where was he at in the draft? Well, in college, he performed really well.
Mm-hmm.
Think of the quarterbacks that have played at Nebraska that weren't NFL guys.
Jay Higgins was undrafted this
God.
Year.
Undrafted.
He was signed by the Ravens. He's on the Ravens. You know,
I want you to think about that.
Undrafted.
How's that possible?
And so, yeah, so, but hey, fit really well, did all the right stuff. So recruiting matters, I mean, so much. And it's not just like, yeah, we got dudes. Yeah, you have dudes, but are they first in line? Are they doing the stuff right off the field? I mean, everything. So when you say it, it factors in everything. And that's where you have to be able to hit on.
And I can't explain it. Like, why has there been such a drought? And I don't know how to explain it. Like, why? Why can't they
get
guys?
That's what it did that they was just explained. It's recruiting.
Well, I know, but why haven't they been able to get
that?
Yeah,
that doesn't make sense, no.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, when you go through all the things that are going on, which we this is not trying to segue into a different story, but Jake brought up that great point of where Nebraska is valued.
I got it.
When Nebraska is valued at the point where they're valued, because we said this a couple, you know, when somebody had asked me about what about all this NIL stuff and all stuff, I said, whoa, thank you. You're Nebraska, because guess what? No debt, a lot of money. See the Iowa State story?
I did see it. God, they're in trouble.
They're in trouble. $147 million down.
In debt. Well,
they're losing $147 million.
Yeah,
they've stopped all projects. Nothing's going on.
Hilton Coliseum was going to get
the new wrestling complex. Nothing's being done. They don't have any money.
I'll tell you what else isn't being done. That head coach ain't going to get fired under any circumstances.
No. Matt Campbell.
No.
You can't come up with buyouts now.
No.
These guys are safer.
Oh, absolutely.
Not the camp.
But what's the value again, Jake?
Okay, so this is from The Athletic. Matt Baker did a ranking. He got them different stats. He says, in a hypothetical ranking, Nebraska is the 17th most valuable team in the country, but they have the second most revenue on a yearly basis in the Big Ten behind only Michigan. They're barely ahead of Ohio State, but it's like Michigan was like $131 million. Nebraska, $116.3 million of yearly revenue. Ohio State was like 116. But then it's a drop after that. They're second. Second in yearly revenue. And we've talked about it's been 14 years of great players.
That stands out.
That's incredible.
That jumps out. When you talk about fan base, facilities, everything and then having that drought. That really
that's why. That's
up.
What I mean. I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't fully
everything
understand.
Is still working yeah. properly
yeah.
in the revenue yeah. side, and the results side, it's not.
Well, facility side, just full stadium, good town. Yeah. Like, what? So what? What is it? I mean, some of it's
there's 18 teams, and they're second. There are 18 teams. You know the difference is, I mean, Michigan, I believe, if you Google it, I think they have like 60,000 students, 60, 65. Nebraska's what, like 22?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big difference. Ohio State's like 60, whatever it is. They're huge schools. And Nebraska's second out of 18.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the one thing
fans.
I think. Didn't Matt Rhule say it on one of his interviews that when he was just talked to by Trev was, hey, we're one of the only schools there is in the country has no debt.
Trev said that.
Yeah, has no debt.
Said so we're going to be positioned very well into the future when the rev share comes mm-hmm. on because we don't have debt.
Yeah.
Iowa State 147. It will be 147 million in a few years. They're 20 million deep in the red every year now going forward. At least 20 million.
So in the position you're in, it's incredible. It's no different. I'm not a I'm not a poker player, but. Seems like those guys with the bigger stacks really do well. It really helps out when you're like these guys have all these stacks of money everywhere. It's like they have a better chance of beating the guy over there that's got like six chips. And so that's where Nebraska is compared to a lot of the Big Ten schools. Compare them to Purdue. Compare them to other schools. I mean, yeah. it's they're so far ahead.
They're ahead of that. But yeah. I mean, is Purdue ahead of Iowa State though? Wouldn't you say?
I would sure think so, yeah. Just because of the money they get every year from the league.
I don't want to go too far down in the Iowa State story, but that I did read it last night, and that's alarming. That is alarm bells for college sports.
Because when you say we're going to take $20.5 million also out of that to pay players,
right?
Then start going like that's when coaches start to disappear. That's when what'll happen is I don't know how you ever keep programs. Eventually, you're just going to say, you know what? They got to go.
Can you imagine the wrestling coach at Iowa State when the AD comes and says, you know that facility we were going to build for you? It's a $20 million beautiful facility you could have recruited to.
Yeah.
You could challenge for the national championship because we have this great new facility. We're not doing
that. Not doing that. Yeah.
We can't do it.
How's Iowa State been in basketball
good.
Last couple of years?
Good.
Ridiculously good.
Very good.
I mean, they've been in the top 10 to 12. I mean, they've been really good.
Good.
And how about let's upgrade the Coliseum.
25 million. No, we're not doing that.
We have zero. Yeah, but we're really good. Yeah, that's cool, buddy. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, we're not doing that.
No, and the biggest expense is paying the athletes now. $20 million. We've got to figure out how to do it.
Jake's got some numbers.
No, I don't.
Oh, they had numbers.
It was an amazing story.
It was an amazing story.
That Iowa State deficit is...
But
is,
it makes the story more remarkable of the All-Americans.
Right.
It does. It makes it more remarkable. And then also just the simple fact that it's one bowl game in 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was a 6-6 pinstripe bowl mm-hmm. game. I mean, that's
inexplicable.
Yeah. That's it really is. It's incredible. But on the right path, obviously.
I think so.
Right now. On the right path right now.
Yeah. The talent looks, I mean, if we want to take it in a more positive direction, the talent does look better. The team looks
That's
better.
Why I was asking, is there anybody that possibly could be an All-American?
Well, there is. There are, but it's hard to project what like a Vincent Shavers is going to do for sure. There's nothing that's evident, like just hits you in the face, but guys can get better and maybe that'll happen. But I'm just talking generally speaking, mm-hmm. for instance, the offensive lines this is the best it's looked in years. They have depth. It's a good-looking line. The roster looks much better now. It looks like it should look. All-Americans, I don't know. We'll see on them. Yeah. Let it play out.
Let it play out.
Before we get to break, we're getting close to speaker season. It's, you know, class begins in about mid-August here in Lincoln.
What? This one, it cranks up.
It does crank up. And if you're looking for somebody to speak to your group, or if you want to look to be a speaker yourself, a great organization is Mid-America Speakers Bureau, based out of Central City,
Bill. In the central part of the state. I talked to Tyler yesterday.
Tyler Carlson.
Talked to him yesterday. Matter of fact, he sent me an email yesterday. Good news that I'm having an event coming up in Ponca, Nebraska.
Ooh, no.
And Ponca. He arranged the whole setup.
Ponca.
He did everything. You need to hire people. You have to go to, it's one-stop shopping. One-stop shopping. You go talk to Tyler. He has everyone. They started with what? Seven.
Now they're over 85 and
over
growing.
Over 85 on their
amazing
website.
Amazing number of speakers.
Amazing number. And people are looking, and they have everything. They have absolutely everything you're looking for. So you can do two things with them. Obviously, when you're sitting around and people are like going, I don't know. Where do we go? Where do we turn to? We need someone good. We need, but they're speaking on this exact. He'd be like, okay, what do you have for that? I got 12 people. Here's what you want to look at for what your conference or what your setting is going to be. These are the 12 that I would recommend. Great. Let me look at those.
It's his job.
It's job. Guess what it costs to look at them? Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing just to have a chance to look at. And if you find yourself in the speaking world, you want to get hooked up with them right away. And it takes a while because I had to go through a lot of hoops. Vetting process. That's what Tyler does. He's
just
incredible.
Just let anybody do it.
Yeah. We're doing, last night, Laura, we're talking about, she goes, well, we got to make sure we get this contract. And we just kind of, then we both chuckled. We're like, what a joke. Tyler's got that. We don't have to do anything. He sends us everything. It's great. You know, he handles mileage. He handles,
God, no kidding.
He does all that. He tells the people how this is going to work. It makes your life easier. You must turn to him.
Tyler, what's his last name?
Carlson.
Carlson.
Yes.
If you're looking for a speaker for any event coming up,
he's the best.
MidAmericaSB.com for Mid America Speakers Bureau. Look him up today. Check out the site today. MidAmericaSB.com. When we come back, there's a very odd story in the NFL with a defensive tackle. I want to address that next on Early Break on The Ticket.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.